Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have the White House, you have the UN, you have Microsoft, you have Bill Gates separately, you have the Italian government, the New Zealand, the Australian, all mirroring the Chinese control grid system. People really need to protest this by pointing out that this is ongoing and happening, and this article Paul Watson wrote chronicles a small part of the censorship we've gone through, and now is more evidence and screenshots of people on Time Warner and Cox Communications in Canada, in the U.S., in England, are pouring in as people screenshot it. Get them to us. Send them to showtips at Infowars.com. Send them to Paul Watson's email as well. We need to continue to have reports all week on this. Post it on your MySpace, your Facebook. We need people to make YouTube videos about InfoWars and Prison Planet being censored. Remember when they banned our YouTube channel? Your massive protest made them put it back up. I also filed against them in federal court. Our one YouTube channel, and we've got more than 10 of them, has 35 million videos watched. That's just one channel. We put all our other stuff up on separate channels to divide it up. People say, well, why don't you just quit using YouTube? That's over half the video views in the world. We go to where the fight is. We go to where the war is. It's ridiculous. People are like, why don't you use private networks to communicate? We will if we have to. I'm moving in the next year to not just launch a TV show, but to also launch a newspaper. And it's going to be free. I'll explain that later when I'm ready to launch it. I can't hire too many people, though, or I get infiltrated, folks. You don't know what it's like, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing with this article. In 2008, white paper, Obama regulations, R. Cass Sunstein called for the government to tax or even ban outright political opinions of which he disapproved. On page 14 of Cass Sunstein's 2008 white paper entitled Conspiracy Theories, the man who is now Obama's head of information and technology in the White House proposed that each of the following measures, quote, will have a place under the imaginable conditions, according to the strategy detailed in the essay. Number one, government might ban conspiracy theorizing. Number two, government might impose some kind of tax, financial or otherwise, on those who disseminate such theories. The ominous spectacle of major free speech websites going dark in supposedly democratic countries is a shocking portend of what the establishment wants to impose on widespread basis only by screaming bloody murder in defense of the last true outpost of free speech, the Internet, and threatening boycotts and aggressive public relations campaigns. Can we counter the insidious move to silence the only remaining open forum for lawful dissent? Now, this is a great article Watson wrote quickly from last night, but I need Kurt Nemo and Watson or whoever to add into this the Pentagon saying they want to censor and, quote, target U.S. bloggers, and that they've already hired all these CENTCOM people for 5 years. Folks, they have CENTCOM people attacking us that even use their handles that link to their MySpace or Facebook with them in PSYOPs uniforms, in Army CENTCOM uniforms out of Florida with the PSYOPs patch. They don't even hide it. And Cass Sunstein said, we've been so discredited, we've got to pose as the conspiracy theorists to have credibility. So we will pose as them. And we've got them here locally identified, and we're going to be exposing them very soon. Oh, yes, they took the bait well. And we've got them internationally exposed, and they always spew the same stuff. Alex is bad. He works for Israel. Alex is bad. He works for the Catholic Church. Alex is making a bunch of money, which is in the COINTELPRO documents from 71. That's how they do it, to get us all in fighting over different camps that fight over who runs the conspiracy instead of exposing the entire system and saying no to it. But none of it's working. You're going to fail, New World Order. So you go ahead and try to censor. It'll only make the people go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that much more. And we need everybody to start downloading the sites, mirroring the sites, copying our stories over to your sites. That's how we'll counter them. This information's hurting them. We have the internal White House documents. They're scared to death because we know who they are.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
At PrisonPlanet.tv, the last 2 hours and 52 minutes of this radio broadcast. The audio was shot by a little hidden camera that didn't have the best audio, but it's subtitled, and it's up at Infowars.com. We covered this a few weeks ago. To our horror, we learned that they're not just putting naked body scanners that record your genitals. Even the Washington Post admits, top government scientists admit, that these body scanners do cause cancer, do damage your DNA. That's mainstream news. It's an act of submission, an act of humiliation. They also get a biometric 360 scan of your body, which they then store. So they have passive body scanners, they admit this, that can then scan through your clothes and tell who you are at a distance, similar to a face scan. Remember, I told you 14 years ago, but they're taking all babies' blood at birth now for 37 years in every Western nation under a UN program. Now CNN came out this weekend and said, yes, your baby's DNA is taken for law enforcement and for genetic engineering research. I already had the internal documents, but now it's mainstream news. So they're recording your naked body. They're lying about it in your face. And they're saying they're going to go in shopping malls, courthouses. They're going in quite a few courthouses right now. You go to check legal records. You go to check deeds on a piece of property you're going to buy or somebody you're suing. You go to court watch. You go as a lawyer, as your right to access to the courts. They told a practicing constitutional lawyer and criminal lawyer, well known in the community, there in the county around Denver, they told him, you can't come in. That's on the video. And we're not even, you know, not even doing a pat down. And they're now saying, you know what, we're not doing pat downs in the airports. We are just going to do this to everybody. This is the way it is. We've got Gary Fielder on with us. He's a criminal lawyer, 20 years, as well as constitutional lawyer. He's conducted over 300 jury trials, appeared in federal district court, and has argued before the Colorado Court of Appeals and Supreme Court. After graduation from University of Texas at Austin, Mr. Fielder earned his Juris Doctorate at the University of San Diego in 1990. Mr. Fielder was born in Austin, Texas. We're proud of him for that, and grew up in Eagle River, Alaska, and now lives in Denver, Colorado. Currently, Mr. Fielder is on an 8 Western state tour with regard to sovereignty, the people's right first, the people's first right and last stand. And he's with us for about 40 minutes. Then I'm getting into the Tea Parties and some Sarah Palin video clips, which are very scary. The Republicans with Tea Party Nation are fooling the public. That's a new corporate RNC operation. We're going to be talking about that. You thought Obama was bad and we're against him. Get ready for Sarah Palin, who says she would declare war and attack Iran now and that Obama should do it to save his presidency. So that is all coming up. But Counselor Gary Fielder, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, thank you. I appreciate being on your show.
Well, it's great having you here with us today. Tell us about this. Well, I mean, here's the Denver channel right here. I'll get a document cam shot. $250,000 machine takes 3D images. No, it takes shots of your naked body. It is the biometric scanner. Tell us when you first learned of this, and I guess now you're not allowed to practice in court. Are you filing a lawsuit? Your access to the courts have been violated because you won't give up your privacy. Tell us about it.
Well, it started about 10 months ago when they first put that machine in, and it was in the Denver Post, and of course it was on your news site. And I just learned from your radio show, you know, the dangers of going through the scanner and just the privacy invasion. So I went down there fully expecting a reasonable alternative. And this was probably 2 months before the video was shot. I went down there. It was very nice. I've been practicing in the area for 20 years, and I probably have one active case at all time in Douglas County. So I go in there, and I'm loading my stuff onto the conveyor belt, and I just say, hey, you know, I really don't want to do the scanner, just like I said in the video. Really, very nice, very professional. Is there some other alternative? And the private security guard said, yes, the sheriff's deputy will be out shortly. And I said, okay, fine. So I had a seat, waited for about 5 minutes. Sheriff's deputy comes out, and he says, well, the only alternative is the body search, which I thought was a quick pat down and move on. I said, okay. I stood up. He proceeded to then do a full body search. Tight hands around both legs, touched my crotch on the way up on the left leg, on the way up on the right leg, tight around my arms, turn around, put his hands inside my jacket, up and down my back, rubbed my neck, hands across the shoulders, and about halfway through I start talking. I say, you know, this is really embarrassing for me. Why are you doing this? Is this absolutely necessary? Be quiet, sit down, and take your shoes off. I said, sir, this is really embarrassing. I don't know why I'm having to go through this. Take your shoes off. So I put up with it, and I did it. And I tried to speak with the judge about it. No one really, you know, just passed the buck. So 3 weeks went by, and I had to go down there again, and I just dreaded it. I absolutely dreaded it. So I went in, the same thing. I said, hey, can I just have, you know, I just... Don't you have a wand or something? You know, I mean, I've been, you know, come at the courthouse forever. So a sheriff's deputy will be right out. This time they come out, and it's the full thing again, except this time they're waiting for me. He ran his fingers through my hair. He said, open your mouth with a little small flashlight he pulls out of his pocket. I said, sir, I'm not opening my mouth. And then I just started talking loudly. This is an absolute degradation of my rights as a human being. as a man standing here on this earth. What are you people doing? And it was the same thing. Sit down, shut up, take your shoes off. And so that was it. So the next time I came out, I just said, hey, I'm not going through that scanner, and you're not touching me. So get one of your wands or get somebody out here that knows what they're doing, because I don't come to court to be touched by law enforcement, and I don't come to have a naked picture taken of my body. So they just turned me down. They turned me away. And I thought, well, I'm going to get grieved by my client. I'm going to get found in contempt by the judge. And it was really embarrassing. So the guys at Colorado We Are Change found out about it, and they asked me to film it. So at first I was very hesitant, because I didn't want the publicity. I didn't want the situation. But I realized that if somebody doesn't do something, that it was just going to continue. So that was a real court date. It was actually the resetting of the court date that they had denied me about 2 weeks previous. And you saw it. I was very nice. I just wanted to be one. I just wanted to do something reasonable other than go through the scanner. And I was turned away again. So at that point, I was very seriously contemplating filing for an injunction in the federal court. But I think the light bulb went off that they can't, first of all, they can't do this to minors. It's a felony to take a nude photo of a minor. So they changed their policy with regard to minors. Now, then they couldn't very well touch minors like they touched me. And so they started wanding minors. And so that was it. Then after that, it was, hold on now. If you're going to wand minors, you're going to wand me. And so I went down there about, I'd say, 3 or 4 months after the video was shot. And they did the wanding procedure. And then I was okay with that. So I've been allowed to go back to Douglas County. Jonathan.
But the issue here is, and of course I want you to flesh out what you think the main issues are. Clearly, they intensified the next body search to make it more harassing, touching your genitals through your pants, rubbing their hands through your hair. You're a well-known, respected lawyer who's practiced there for years. They knew exactly what they were doing, and their argument is, well, a couple times a year somebody comes into a courthouse and shoots people. Well, they could wait outside for the judge in the parking lot. Are we going to put naked body scanners at random checkpoints? The answer is yes. Are we going to put them in shopping malls? Yes. Because everywhere has to be safe for the criminal government. God forbid you just have the judge be armed and have some armed police in there. That's not enough for them. As the government gets more predatory, it has to force us to submit to all their different forms and levels of tyranny. But the good news here is you confronted them, you showed it was illegal what they were doing, and they had to back off. Now we need to get minors who were forced to be scanned through that to start the subpoena process. They will destroy the hard drives to show the child porn they produced. We need to go ahead and get those men indicted.
I think it's a misdemeanor to unknowingly take a naked photograph of an adult. I've received some emails lately because of the...
Well, look, counselor, they're arresting people for taking photos of their five-year-olds in bikinis now. Bikinis aren't legal. So, all these TSA people and everybody at these courthouses doing this are now child pornographers. I want them indicted for felonies.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I couldn't believe it having to go through it. And it would be very difficult if you were going to visit a relative or had an important business meeting to not get on an airplane. But we have to do it. We have to write letters to the airlines. We have to write letters to our mayors, our sheriffs, our governors. I only thought that it was a privacy invasion. I've since been advised of the radiation involvement, the manipulation of your DNA. And for a person that flies regularly or goes to courthouses regularly, you're talking about getting a CAT scan a week, getting a chest x-ray a week.
Yes, sir, and it's getting worse. Now, as I predicted 2 months ago with the crotch bomber that's now come out with stage, they're now saying Islamicist women are going to have breast implants, so now they want actual x-rays. Stay there. It just blows me away. We commend your courage. We commend what you're doing, and if more people were red-blooded like you, we'd stop this. Well, we'll talk more about it and where we go from here. Gary Fielder, criminal lawyer for 20 years, constitutional lawyer, standing up against Big Brother, against these thugs who tried to intimidate him who tried to physically intimidate him.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Peter Kraschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it right now. If not, just search the term, does soldier have child porn or innocent pictures of niece? And then the news reports it's pictures of his niece that he didn't even ask for in a bathing suit in a pool. And they said, we don't care. And you see these cases now. They had one in Arizona last year where it was a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old in their towels, and they were crouched together, you know, hugging each other. You go to jail. They take your kids. Life's over. But the government records your child's genitals. UK headlines say it violates child porn laws. Same thing here. They don't care. It's like Animal Farm, where, you know, two legs good, four legs bad. At first, the pigs say, look at the humans. You know, two legs are bad, four legs good. And then the pigs kick the humans out, have a revolution, move in, and they start saying, well, two legs are good and so are four legs. And then finally, two legs good, four legs bad, and the pigs walk around like humans. And it's the same thing here. It's like the illegal aliens are above the law and get to have DWIs and not get arrested or get in trouble. But citizens do. Well, the police get to break the law. This is a sick joke. Going back to Gary Fielder, attorney at law, who stood up against this, sounds like you had some victory against him. What do they do when you show up now?
Well, you know, I don't think that anyone down there has seen the video, and I certainly haven't advertised it, at least, you know, to my friends in the profession. I just sort of try to go underneath the radar, if you will. But the last time I was down there, I think something has happened. Because the last time I was down there, I mean the private security guard, he came around the corner with that wand, and he was saying, yes, sir, and thank you, sir, and this will just take a second, sir. And he wanded me in about 30 seconds and said, have a nice day, sir. And he let me in. He let me in through the side door, and I said, "Well, thank you," and I just went to court. So I think that people are finally, really in mass, starting to wake up, and they just had enough. They just had enough, and so it's changed a little bit. But I'm not claiming victory because every time I do go down there, as I exercise the option, I just see person after person after person after person going through that scanner, and it just makes me sad. It just makes me sad because I think it's the, you know, they're trying to sort of get us used to all this so that when we go to the airport, we don't think twice about it. And that's real pressure. When you want to get on an airplane, you just feel like you have to comply, and I say no. I'm not going through one ever under any circumstances in my life.
Well, what they're doing is they're setting the precedent in these special federal security zones. Now they admit they have Viper teams and TSA on the streets of Boston, New York, Houston, Dallas, Los Angeles, wanding people. People go to Mardi Gras. Folks go to New Year's Eve celebrations. The police are randomly searching people. We're being inducted into a police state worse than China.
Well, I've been practicing law since 1990, and I've witnessed it. I saw it. It happened in front of my eyes, and I'm very saddened about it. And I must say that when it first happened, the guys from We Are Change were helping me. We did some research. $250,000 for that instrument. We did some research with regard to incidents in courthouses, and the only incidents we could find in any courthouses in Colorado over the last 20 years was one judge chasing another judge through the parking lot with a shotgun and an officer who had gotten the gun in. People don't bring guns to court. People don't bring knives to court. People go to court to conduct business, and that's what they're there for. And, of course, they'll have that one story of a bundle of cocaine being found on, a lawyer who had a hard weekend, but that's not what it's set up for.
Well, Mr. Fielder, it's more than that. I mean, take France. They said they had 154 cases of husbands and wives killing each other. So now if you yell at your wife or husband, you're arrested. They're using it, you know, one time somebody shoots somebody, so no more Second Amendment. One time somebody beats somebody over the head with a baseball bat, so you got to get a license for a baseball bat. They are using this to turn us all into prisoners. And it doesn't make us a safer society. It is the hunger of this growing criminal government to literally turn everything into a prison. Look at the public schools. Our children are being trained to be prisoners.
Well, I live it. I see it. I put up with it to some degree. I've had suspenders put on all my pants because I got sick of taking my belt off every single day, four or five times a day. I just think that's a degradation. I think as a human being, I ought to be allowed to cinch my pants up with a leather belt and walk through a metal detector and be able to conduct business without having to disrobe, be touched, be delayed, and just that.
And to have access to the courts, and it's only getting worse.
To the court and an airplane or a shopping mall, wherever I want to go.
Stay there. We're going to come right back and discuss how we need to set the precedent in Colorado and the few other states that are putting these in to stop it before it's on every street corner, which they're now setting up in England. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gary Fielder is our guest, attorney at law in Colorado. He's also on speaking tour right now. And we really appreciate him joining us today and fighting back against tyranny. Again, why did one guy stand up and change the policy where they don't record minors by pointing out it was illegal, which it is? Why did one guy make it where they just wand you? I mean, obviously you can tell if somebody's got a gun to keep the precious little judges safe. Maybe once a year somebody gets into a courtroom and blows away a judge. And there's tens of thousands of court hearings going on conservatively. More than that, there's over 10,000 counties in the U.S., and every county's having dozens and dozens of hearings every day. And that's just county court, state court, federal court, all these other new kangaroo administrative law courts they've created. And they say they want naked body scanners everywhere. But remember, as I told you 14 years ago, went over the documents, they take your baby's blood at birth and keep it in a U.N. database. Now it's mainstream news, but CNN goes, yes, it is for research, but it may save lives. Obviously, when they say it's a mandated state health department, not a law, but mandated. I mean, I've had 3 children, and I've sat there and said, no, you can't take their blood. And the nurse gets mad and goes, it's the law. And I go, no, it isn't the law, lady. I know what it is. And they just push us and push us and push us and push us. It's the same thing. They're recording your body. The government admits it radiates you. It's the equivalent of an X-ray, not as bad as a chest X-ray, but close. And now they want actual X-rayers. There's no end to them domesticating you, squatting on you, spitting in your face. They had Super Bowl ads that are coming up by Audi. I will never buy an Audi. I will boycott Audi. Selling eco cops arresting people for taking hot baths. Now, you think that's a joke? They're training school kids to write fake tickets to their parents and saying it will be arrestable. And they arrest somebody for throwing a battery away in the trash. Most states already have laws where if you accidentally do that, you go to prison. They mean business, folks. And that's to acclimate you. This is all dog training. This is what they're doing. Now, going back to our guest, who I really appreciate joining us, is there any websites, Gary, we can visit? Are there any places we can find out more? I guess We Are Change Colorado's got the videos up. Other points you'd like to make about this? As you said, we've got a lot of airline executives coming out and saying they're against this, but we've got to press them to say no. We've got some major airports saying no. It comes out, clear evidence, the underwear bombing was staged. That's coming up next hour with a former embassy head who exposed all this. Other points you'd like to make, sir?
Well, just a couple. The website is gigisup.net, and that just has basic information about the situation and a little bit of information about the speaking engagements that I've been asked to conduct. But I think the big thing is for everyone to really understand their rights, really do the research, do the reading, and be very professional. I know that these police officers are just doing their job, but you know, when you get pulled over, when you get in a situation, follow the lead of the peaceful crowd who are standing up for their rights in the most professional way. Use the word sir. Look them in the eye. Don't let them pull any of their tactics with body position, the tone of their voice, how they stand straight on you. Square your shoulders right up, look them right in the eye and say, no, sir, I'd rather not. I just don't think that the...
And you should add, if they're being rude, hey, you're a public servant. I've treated you with respect. You treat me with respect.
That's the word you have to use over and over. I'm one of the people. I pay your salary, and I would really appreciate it if you would continue treat me with the same level of respect that I'm treating you.
Yeah, this groveling to the government has almost encouraged them like it's the natural order of things. The only real possession we've got is our liberties, our freedoms, and property rights. And it's all under assault. It's all being dismantled, folks.
And there's self-interest involved, too. The public side has no recognition, at least they're pretending not to recognize, how much pressure they're putting on the private side. And the private side is squealing, but the public side just keeps marching along. They get paid every month. Their pensions are funded. Their health care is funded. Their checks are being cashed right away.
It's just like lung cancer not listening. It thinks it's winning. It's growing. It's got plenty of blood. Shut the hell up. I'm doing what I want.
And I think in the end, the self-interest is knowing that if they don't support the system, somehow they're not going to be able to take advantage of that retirement program. 5 years away or 10 years away or 1 year away.
Well, they're going to do what Venezuela and everybody else have done. They're going to cut all the cops funding as well and the judges and all these people that enforce. We know how this is done. We know that they're already making California government people work a day a week free because the government, the only thing growing is the government.
The only thing growing is the government. And so the regular public servant is as scared as I am. They're as scared as you are. So they're acting out of self-interest to try to keep the system propped up.
That's right. The more corrupt they get, the more heat they get, and they go, we got to get even rougher on them to get them in line, make them submit. We've got to, through the threat continuum, get control of the situation. You don't have control of the situation. Foreign banks are using you to carry out their robbery.
It's like a ratchet. It goes one direction. They only know one language. Turn it up, turn it up. Turn it up, turn it up. More years in prison, more tickets. I've never seen so many police officers on the street with radar guns and pulling people over for no registration, no proof of insurance, driving right down the street, going the speed limit, right down the lane, no drinking, nothing on board. I've never seen.
And now they're passing cell phone laws as an excuse. Let me bring this up to you. I've confirmed it's been in the news that a sheriff will arrest a van full of 14 illegals in one case. He brings them to ICE. They say, we're not going to pick them up. Even if they do, this was in Associated Press, the feds come and give them green cards and jobs working for the feds. I mean, the feds want all these foreigners working for them. This is like their foreign army. Here in Austin, 3 years ago, I pull up to the office at night, and one of my, it was a contractor, IT guy, was in handcuffs. And I walk over, and the cops bow up and freak out. And they go, oh, it's Alex Jones. Hey, Alex, I'm a fan of the show. A black cop, white cop. And I'm going, okay, you're a fan of the show. Why are you arresting him? Well, his license is expired. We saw him turn in here. It looks suspicious. I go, no, we've got an internet problem. I called him to get him up here. I'm having to pay him a lot of money to be here at 9 o'clock at night. And, well-lit area right here. And then the cop starts going, I don't care. I'm out of here in 6 months. I got this great band. And I go, oh, you were playing in New York. I go, were the cops rude to you? He goes, yeah. I asked the cop for directions. He screamed at me and said, do I look like a telephone book? And he said, and I explained to him I was a cop, and then he apologized. Oh, see, because it's only okay because you're another fellow God. And then, and as they took him away to jail, they admitted, they said, yeah, if he was an illegal, we're told that we don't even give him fines or they're just let go. We get in trouble. And I've seen that in the news. And then last night, I was, I'm not going to say county or city, but I was talking to a clerk with the courts, and they told me what I'd already seen in the news, and we're an amnesty sanctuary city, 800-plus cities are, Denver is as well, and they said 60-plus percent of the arrest in Austin for crime is the illegals, and that's even when they catch them. Or 60, the actual quote was 65% of crime is illegals. And they are literally above the law, but then the citizens, literally $5,000-$10,000 year in jail, 5 years probation if you've had two beers, don't have a driver's license, you're arrested, fees, fines. I mean,
car towed if you don't have proper insurance or registration. Car
yeah,
towed,
so,
and then you never get it back.
So my question is, to you. Are you seeing that in Denver? I mean, and what are the legal ramifications of this level of discrimination?
Well, Denver auctioned off 7,500 vehicles just last year in 2009. That's approximately 70 a day. People are losing their cars to parking tickets or, you know, no registration or whatever it may be. And I thought it was just exclusive to Denver because you were at the DNC. You saw what's happening here. But I've been talking to people in my hometown in Alaska. It's happening there. It's happening in Maine. It's happening in Washington, Oregon, Texas. It's happening everywhere. And it's so far out of control that the only way to do it is to either submit, which is unfortunate, get a driver's license, make sure everything's in line, make sure your cracked windshield's fixed immediately, or fight back. And so I'm just sort of choosing a middle path of sovereignty. I'm being very careful in the battles that I choose. But ultimately, I'll give you a good example. There's a young man here that we're going to file a federal lawsuit. He was coming home from a 9/11 architects and engineers conference. Hadn't had a drop to drink, but they saw the bumper stickers, and he was very nice. They racked him up on DUI. Running a red light, failed his signal. We went to a jury trial and won. In the meantime, they had auctioned off his car. And, in the end, one of the remedies is in federal court.
Well, worse than that.
For your rights is to actually stand up and say, hey, I'm taking the city and county on. I'm going to, you got to file lawsuits. What other way are you going to be able to stand up for your rights and try to bring this to some sort of reasonable conclusion?
Well, worse than that, I remember articles out of New Jersey and D.C. One was actually USA Today. In fact, Google this or Smart Page it or any search engine this. Police caught stealing cars in D.C. And in uniform, they pull up to McDonald's parking lot in a local TV investigation, hook up to a nice car and just steal it. And the cops openly run chop shops. So we're getting very close to purely open 100% criminal government where they pull over the woman, single mother, 2-3 kids. She's working two jobs and they give her a bunch of fines. She can't afford the insurance anymore. She's paying for the illegal aliens in the city. They impound her car. She can't pay the $1,000 to get it out. They sell it. Now she's completely destitute. Now CPS comes and takes her kids. Or she's on welfare the way they want. I mean, they are literally hunting us. And as the economy implodes and falls apart, they're just cops every mile. And they literally, the illegals are gods. I know you're a sanctuary city. Are they just, are people noticing the discrimination where they are just completely left alone and allowed to rob and steal and do whatever they want?
There's no money to be made off them. That's just the bottom line. There's no other way to say it. There's no money to be made. The only money to be made is off a citizen who's got a job and will actually show up and actually pay the fine.
What about citizens starting to drive cars and then going in court watching for the illegals, and they literally in Austin, $1 fine. Oh, you DWI, you ran into the car, $1 fine, and then show the citizens getting $5,000 fines, and then getting that citizen to sue. That's got to violate a bunch of laws, discrimination, racketeering. I mean, what is it? Selective enforcement, unjust weights and measures? I mean, what are the cases on that, Counselor?
Well, I'm not, aware of anybody that can take the system on, because anyone who's ever gone to federal court with a client who's got black eyes, broken legs, I mean, you can have a client pretty well beat up, and to actually succeed with a 1983 action, it's going to take 2 years of litigation, about $30,000 or $40,000 in cost, and even then, you'll be lucky to settle that case. Much less get a jury verdict. They fight these tooth and nail. They get the big downtown lawyers to come in. And, of course, the fraternal order of police are all over these cases. It's tough.
Because this is the racket. I mean, they've got the environmental laws, the property tax, the CPS, and the public are literally like cows they bring into slaughterhouses. And they're not going to let cows on their field revolt. They're going to walk up to that cow with a piece of PVC pipe or with a stun gun with a cattle prod and let us know, hey, this isn't America. You're our slave now.
Well, you got two rights left. You got a right to an attorney, and I know that's tough, but you've also got a right to a jury trial, and those are basically your only two left. And so when you get in a pinch, you gotta exercise those two rights. I will say this, the gentleman who had gotten the DUI, because he was part of the Colorado We Are Change, of course, they videotape everything. So we had him on videotape, no slurred speech, no bloodshot and watery eyes. He hadn't had a drop to drink. And so we make a joke here in Denver. We got to play 9/11 truth videos in front of the jury, and they found him not guilty in about 30 minutes. So, all the jurors are shaking their head up and down, it's a tough.
But I bet the cop didn't get in trouble. I bet those cops are being promoted right now to the top.
It was just another case. It was just another day. It was just another verdict. I feel for these young prosecutors. I don't feel like they know what they're doing. They think they're doing their job. They get up in court and say, we represent the people. I'm Jim Smith for the people. I almost laugh out loud every morning when I hear that. These district attorneys, with all due respect, I'm a lawyer. I can't badmouth other professionals. But they no more represent the people than the man on the moon.
Well, here's the issue. I have great police send me documents, videos, material. So you got the good cops who are doing it by the book. And then now they're being hounded out everywhere by just, I won't even go down downtown Austin anymore because it's like shaved head, roid head, crazy cops. And I'm like, man, these guys look like they should be in the pen. But instead, they're here and they look at you like you are a rabbit and they are a wolf.
I don't understand why mayors aren't standing up. I don't understand why sheriffs aren't standing up. This is not good for commerce. Commerce depends upon a free flow. It depends upon good energy. It depends upon people's desire.
The globalist, the head of NASA, the head of the UN program, they've all said they want the end of the industrialized society. The banks have printed up more money, Counselor, than there is real items. They don't want us. They don't want commerce anymore. Do you understand? They're only using commerce to destroy what's left.
Well, I started waking up about 5 years ago, and I fought it. I fought it hard and mentally for 2 or 3 years. And I don't think anyone who's got 5 senses can deny their own reality now. I cannot. I don't know anyone who's even. even the least bit educated, that can deny that everything you've said has come to pass, as harsh as it is, as hard to believe it is. I remember Dr. Paul Craig Roberts saying in 10 years we'll be a third world nation. I laughed out loud. I don't laugh anymore.
Well, the Germans couldn't believe it would happen. The Russians, folks, this is the norm. The norm is living in a jackboot thug society. Give us your website again, Gary.
Gigisup.net.
Gary Fielder, gigisup.net. People can see the videos there, find out more about what you're doing. If you ever come through Austin, we'd love to have you in studio. And look at the success you've had standing up. We had more good counselors, good attorneys like yourself. But this is a process. I do see a lot of lawyers waking up. I talked to a former judge who's my lawyer, high-powered, you know, famous judge here in Austin, and he said, it's all true, Alex. I didn't believe you, you know, 10 years ago. Thought you were a kook. It's all true. Arde Saveda takes blood without warrants in Austin. Gary, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you. I'll be at the University of Texas on March 18th.
Stay there then.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind. My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word VALUE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word VALUE.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've got Michael Springman joining us for about 40 minutes to talk about the underwear bomber. He was the chief of the visa section in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, working for the State Department, and wouldn't let the hijackers back into the U.S. and was told let them in, and later he found out they were being CIA protected. Same thing with the underwear bomber. This time the Justice Department admits they ordered him to be allowed on the plane, and then some smart-dressed man, probably a government agent, and they're now admitting there somebody did get him on the plane without ID. They had naked body scanners there, but they always bring their guy. The shoe bomber was the same. They find mentally ill people, tell them it's part of a drill. and set them up. It's like Groundhog Day. This happens over. It happened in Miami. It happened in Toronto with the ammonium nitrate and the black radicals. And it was mentally retarded street kids, and they didn't even have bombs. And it was an army was going to destroy America. Going back to our guest, Gary Fielder, finishing up, you say you're going to be speaking at UT when?
I'm going to be there March 18th at the AT&T Event Center. It's just right down at the bottom of the fountain in front of the tower.
Let me guess. Who's having you in? Brave New Books?
Oh, no. I'm just self-funding it.
I'm glad you're doing that because Brave New Books has had some great speakers there at that center. Well, that's great that you're doing that, sir.
I'm really excited about it. I'm going to be in Creighton this Saturday, Creighton Law School, this Saturday in Omaha, Whittier Law School in Costa Mesa, California on February 20th. And I'm doing this in association with another organization. Their website is called Legal Status R Us. And it's just to essentially educate people through a full-day seminar about their rights as a sovereign person. And exclusive, you know, to this country, because sovereignty is in the people. It's in
our well, Gary, let's do this. Let me put you on hold now, and let's get you in here the day before you're at the event.
That sounds great, Doc. Thank you.
Okay, we'll get
much.
You in studio. Put Gary on hold. Get his info, please, gentlemen. Thank you to the great crew. We're going to come back with Springman right at the start of the next hour. I did just want to take some time out here. We're not funded by the federal government of the New World Order to ask you, the listeners, for support. Obviously, InfoWars.com t-shirts won't save the planet, but they will spread the word, and you'll meet like-minded people wearing them. And your purchase, we got some t-shirt deals where they're free, $5.95, $9.95, ball caps, $9.95. We're making like $4 on these. The point is, it's all about getting the word out, free citizen rule books and all the orders. Check out all the Patriot apparel that we've added at InfoWars.com. And go to these Republican co-opted National Tea Party or Tea Party Nation events and deprogram them. InfoWars.com. And yes, if you want to get it first, we have it. You can pre-order it now. I've ordered a couple thousand of these. They're coming later in the week. We'll be shipping them out. So you get them March 8th. So we'll be shipping them out early March. The point is, get your order in now for Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies, Lies, Lies, and More Dirty Lies That the Government Tells Us. And you can get free Aaron Russo documentary I made interviewing him for free. A 1995 film, free. And the book is discounted by $5.95. It's $24.95. It's a hardback, a big one. We're selling it $19.95 and giving you a free film. Or you can get Loose Change Final Cut for free. You may know all about 9/11. Your friends and family don't. Give it to them. Nice, shrink-wrapped, hardcover, quality DVD. Free. You can get Fall of the Republic for $10 with the book, half price. InfoWars.com. We've got Weed Won the West, the whole 10th Amendment fight, how the feds are dealing the drugs. That's going to be shipping coming up in about 6-7 days, the 15th. So that'll be shipping early next week. Get your pre-orders in for How We've Won the West. Shadow Government with Daniel Estulin, Catherine Albrecht, G. Edward Griffin, and others. An amazing film. Discounted at InfoWars.com. Camp FEMA by Gary Franchi, William Lewis. Excellent. Available at InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. The people are ready to be awakened. And these films are our most powerful tool.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.